Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards and I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from Luke chapter 11. This reading is so full of good stuff. It's one of my favorite readings to preach on. So get ready for some challenge. Here we go. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you had a friend whom he goes to at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, then he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence." This is an interesting start. Really, my favorite part comes next. But as we jump into today's gospel reading, this reading from Luke chapter 11 is profound. You know, it's clear to us that this parable that Jesus is telling us, it relates specifically to our relationship with God. God who is unchanging, God who is unmoving, yet God who allows his will and desire to, in some way, don't quote me on theological accuracy, be influenced by our prayer, right? I think all of us would say that our intercession is valuable. But I don't know if you've ever stopped to think about the fact that in establishing a prayer model of intercession and establishing a prayer life that features intercession, we're making a statement that we believe that the God of the universe, the God who created all things, the God who knows all things, who sees all things, past, present, and future, that his plan for our world can in some way be influenced or changed through our petition. Honestly, there's no way to describe this. I'm sure some amazing saints have tried. Outside of mystery, God, who knows every decision that we have made or will make, also allows his heart to be moved in love and compassion for his people in their persistence. Jesus continues to speak. He says, "And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" I think this reading is important for a couple reasons. Not the least of which is a cultural perspective that we have taken. And maybe it's just me and my experience, what I've seen through a number of years of youth ministry, where when Catholics face trial in our faith, our assumption is that God is leaving us in a place of, dare I say, dryness or desolation because he's trying to teach us some kind of a lesson. There have been saints in the past, in the history of the church, for whom God has allowed a particular type of spiritual desolation for the sake of pulling them into a greater illuminated relationship with him. A great example that someone shared with me once was that it's like the bridegroom who is inviting his bride deeper into his mansion so that they can arrive at the bedchamber together, right? And the bridegroom sometimes disappears down a dark hallway, but it's not because he's running away, it's because he's beckoning her deeper. Okay, friends, here's to sum it up quickly. I think oftentimes we blame God for our times of desolation, and we forget the fact that Jesus tells us, "Amen, I say to you, ask and you'll receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." When you are feeling, and maybe if you're feeling now, that you haven't received in a while, or maybe you haven't found God in the way that you desire or in the way that you used to, or maybe you haven't had that door opened to you, you feel like the door to faith is shut, I got a simple invitation. Ask, seek, and knock. Let's pray in faith that Jesus would come to our aid. God, you've done it before. Do it again. Thanks for joining us today. In Jesus' name, amen.